Welcome to the Frisco Podcast. I'm your host, Scott Ellis, and this week we're hanging out at Stan's Main Street with Jennifer and David. Welcome to the show.
Howdy, howdy.
Hello.
Hey, guys. How are you?
Doing good today.
Pretty good.
Good. So you guys are one of the, what I consider one of the staple downtown businesses. You've been here for a few years, been very involved in the community. You make a mean burger. Lots of good stuff going on. So I wanted to come in and chat a little bit to start off with the community involvement side of what you guys have been doing, because clearly that's ramped up a lot in the last year or so. Let's talk a little bit about some of the things that you guys have had going on here, in particular for the police and firemen.
We did Rock the Red for the Frisco Firefighters Association. And then we also did Rock the Blue, which was in August, which was for the Frisco Police Officers Association. Both of those, 20% of our sales from opening on Friday to close on Sunday went to them. Along with David and I went out and collected a bunch of raffle prizes from other Frisco businesses, and we raffled them off. So we sold raffle tickets and ended up raising a ton of money for them. So it was a lot of fun.
So the Rock the Blue event came on the heels of the shootings that happened in downtown Dallas.
It did.
And I think that was definitely a good time because it certainly rallied people around the police pretty well, including here in Frisco. I think even though we didn't necessarily, obviously Dallas is close to us, but it wasn't as direct an impact here as it was in downtown Dallas.
Mm-hmm.
It still gave people a pretty strong sense of wanting to step up and show some support. You guys saw that firsthand, right?
Yeah, oh, totally. Especially because it was for Frisco.
Yeah.
I mean, we started their benevolence fund. So everything that was donated that weekend went into the brand new benevolence fund, which is kind of surprising. Most people don't realize that the police association didn't have a benevolence fund before that.
What, can you tell us what a benevolence fund is, or what does that
it's
go
for
to?
It's for sick officers or officers killed in line of duty to help out with some of the expenses, like when someone's in the hospital, they'll, you know, withdraw from that to pay for the food for the family and then anything that family needs. It's pretty much for like everyone, family and friends,
right?
I guess, kind of.
Yeah, I think most of us realize that police officers don't make a ton of money typically, especially given how dangerous their job can be sometimes.
Right.
So there are other associations and organizations that have funds and collect money to help out in those times of extreme need.
Right.
So that's kind of the point of the benevolence fund.
Yes.
Okay.
And I mean, before this they didn't have one. It was a lot of fun to start that and to see, you know, kind of the process of going from nothing to something, I guess you can say, instead of contributing to something that's already there.
Yeah, that's good to know. I didn't realize that the Frisco Police Department didn't have one either.
Well, we were actually real surprised when we found out, because when we were talking with Colby Hill, who's the president of the Frisco Police Officer Association, he told us where it was going, and he's like, yeah, there's $500 in the account right now. And we were a little shocked about that, and we're like, what do you mean? And he's like, well, yeah, my wife and I both put $250 in to start it yesterday because we knew y'all were going to do it. You know, they were expecting, they didn't know what to expect, really. They were expecting maybe
a couple thousand dollars,
$3,000. You know, me and Jen both had a number in our heads before we started that we never wanted to say out loud until
right.
It was done. We didn't want to jinx it. We were both shooting for like $5,000, and we thought that was a long shot. But the community really poured out. One of the things that really impacted me that Jen had told me was, you know, you looked around, a bunch of people were doing stuff to support the police as far as, because of the timing, you know, it was right after the shootings, but nobody up here was doing anything for the Frisco police, which, you know, everyone's heart went out to Dallas, of course, and all the other cities that were affected, but that could happen anywhere, as we found out, right?
Yeah.
So she decided to make something just locally here, and that made all the local businesses just pour out in support. And you know, we had some other people that helped us gather prizes that really leaned on them to, you know,
Mike
Nordyke with Nordyke Roofing. Yeah,
he rocked it.
Yeah, he really leaned on some people and got them to show the support. Cause he told them like, hey, if you're not going to show your support,
we don't know how he did lean on them.
Yeah. We're not going to ask.
Beat him up. We don't ask.
But you know, we had a ton of show out for that, and then you know, the community showed up again. And luckily, we waited just long enough to where, you know, we were able to talk to a lot of the same businesses, and they supported the fire department as well. And you know, most people did it without even hesitating, just because those are the people that just, they don't hesitate for us, so, you know.
Yeah, I think one of the things that we love about living in Frisco is the community definitely comes together at times of need, and for different occasions like that. I mean, we've seen it time and time again, mm-hmm. where different people, individuals, sometimes businesses are stepping up to do things like what you guys did, and inevitably, that, you know, if they get the word out, the community responds, and that's one of the great things about living here.
I mean, I don't know, I was kind of shocked with the number that we did. We ended up raising, what, $15,000 for the police.
Wow.
But it's really easy when you have such a great organization, like the Frisco Police Officers Association. Like, that's a good, that's an easy name to go into somewhere and be like, hey, we're doing this fundraiser for this group. And it was really, it was a lot. I mean, the minute they heard that, they were absolutely, I mean, what can I help you with? So it was shocking to see all the support. It was shocking, but it wasn't in a way.
Yeah.
I'm shocked that we did it here. Frisco came out again. They always do, so.
Well, good. We're glad to hear that. Tell us a little bit about the event itself. It was a weekend-long extravaganza, really. What kinds of things did you have going on throughout the weekend?
It was live music all weekend, I guess.
Yeah, so,
for sure.
You know, we booked a lot of great bands. We have a lot of great bands here all the time, but, you know, we had some people that it really touched. Like, for the police, we had a group that we, I think, only had here once before I was even around, but the Ursi Brothers, who, you know, found us on Facebook. They heard about the event, and they were basically just begging us to be able to play in it. They even offered to play for free, which was awesome.
They did play for free.
Yeah, they did.
Wow.
But I guess one of the brothers was friends with the police chief of Frisco for a long time, and you know, it was really personal to him. And then kind of the same thing we had with the fire department. We had Joshua Ingram, who his father was a firefighter,
right?
So he was really stoked to come out, and he actually helped us with both events too.
Yeah, he kicked off Rock the Blue and did Rock the Red.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we have him and his other bandmate, Philip, come in and, you know, kick it off for us, which is always awesome.
Josh is a regular here, right?
He's a regular player.
Yeah.
I mean, he plays here.
Yeah, I should say. I clarify.
Artist,
I'm pretty sure he lives down, like, towards Dallas, so it's, like, making it up this way. Not a normal hangout for him, but when he comes here, he really brings it. Like, I think the last time he was here, you know, we have our noise ordinance, so we can't really play after 10 o'clock.
Right.
But the crowd we had here last time we played just loved him so much that he asked me if he could play a little longer. I told him just to turn it down. He said, no, I'm just going to unplug and sit in front of a couple of the fans and just play, like, purely acoustical unplugged for him. And he did that for, like, another half an hour or so. And this was, he did it for free, yeah.
I think he was doing it till close.
Yeah. I mean, he's pretty awesome, so.
He's one of my favorites. He's fun.
The music we have is a big part of it, because that's just, that gives something for people to enjoy while they're here.
Right.
But, you know, another big part, like I said, is the raffle. We had some awesome prizes. We had some awesome donators. Keating.
John Keating.
He always shows up huge for the donations.
Like, huge.
Both times he's donated some shotguns. Last time, I mean, for as short notice as we gave him, he really showed up. I mean, he brought us a Benelli shotgun. He brought us a USS Texas autographed framed picture with a piece of the hole shaped like Texas, signed by Abbott.
Yeah.
And a really nice Swiss Legend watch.
Signed Trump book.
Yeah, Donald Trump signed book a couple days after he was elected.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, I mean, the people that we have donating, and, I mean, the prizes, and then I think a lot of people just come out just for the fact that it's for a good cause, you know?
Yeah, that's what I was just about to say. And not even that. It was like, we also offered that whole weekend, we offered anyone that works for the police department to come in and eat for free. So, and we did the same thing with fire, which, for me, I just wanted him to come in. I wanted him to be around. I wanted him to see everything that we and Frisco and we're coming out and supporting them, and kind of like how that money got there in a way. But that wasn't a lot of the fun part about it, is all the policemen that came in to eat, all the firemen that came in to eat. The firemen really brought their families out on the patio, stayed the entire night. I mean, they just had a fun time. It was
And a lot of them refused to actually accept the free meal,
right?
Because they knew that the percentage of our sales were going back to their fund, so they wanted every penny possible to go to that fund. So
right.
But I mean, both police and the fire, they're a lot of fun. Now, it's funny because when they come in, it's like, which one? Which one's more fun, I guess you can say. And I'd have to say they're both a lot of fun.
And so. We kind of glazed over this a little bit. So we started off talking about Rock the Blue.
Mm-hmm.
But you also did Rock the Red, which was for the fire department. And that uh-huh. was a little bit more recently. But same kind of event, right? Live music, lots of people coming in, whole weekend long.
Whole weekend.
Cool thing with that one is it also corresponded with the community parade down Main Street.
Which
ends right in front of Stan, so that's pretty awesome.
Well, that's convenient.
Yeah.
How did you guys arrange that? I'm just kidding.
We know people. Yeah. I'm just saying. No, it ends right on North County, and that was a lot of fun. It was a lot of fun for us because of that.
Took our brand new golf cart down it. And
that's a perfect segue. Let's talk about that golf cart. That thing's good looking. So you guys got that from our friends at Epic Carts that are here in Frisco, and
yep.
certainly people have heard us talk about them. How long have you had the cart now?
3 weeks.
3 weeks we've had ours now. They gave us a quote-unquote loaner cart before that, and that's when we really fell in love with the golf cart.
Yeah.
It originally showed up for Rock the Blue.
Right.
And then they decided to leave us one here because Jen loved it so much, wanted to get one.
I did.
Plus, they sold the one that they had out in front
right.
in like 2 days.
Good for
them. They were getting calls and saying like, no, I want the one that's in front of stands.
Lovely. So, yeah. So some good marketing for them as yep. well.
It worked out great for everyone, and now the one they got for us is pretty sweet. I mean, it's got stands written all over it. It's got some super awesome disco lights that I think I like more than Jen does.
Disco lights? I miss that.
Well, it doesn't have to be. I mean,
it's like a rave on a golf cart.
Yeah, you can have just a solid color or whatever, but I like to turn up the rocking system in it, and
he likes to be part of the stereo and the lights. I like the logos and like all the cute little slogans we have on it.
I haven't sat in it yet, but I was looking at it on the way in, and the seats look pretty comfy too.
They are
nicely done. Yeah.
I mean, I was so excited, I couldn't wait. Like I was blowing Epic golf carts up, being like, when can I get my cart? When is it ready? And so he surprised me with it. They showed up and they were like, we didn't tell you we were coming, but. It is better than ever expected, and I think we rocked that community parade. I really think we did.
Yeah.
And it's six seats, so like, and we got it to go to Toyota Stadium.
Yeah, so talk to us a little bit about the golf. I wanted to get to that. You guys have this golf cart. The parking lot here at Stands isn't, you know, that big and far apart where people aren't going to just walk in. So, you know, what made you guys want to have a golf cart for cruising around Frisco?
Well, you can drive it on roads that are 35 miles per hour or below 30, which is all around here.
Yeah.
So we can basically technically we could take it all the way to Walmart on Preston and Main.
Okay.
By just taking back roads. There's a lot of back roads. There's a lot of, and we can go all the way to Toyota Stadium. We can go all the way to Toll Road, Maine. So it's kind of cool. It's great for like getting to know people around here locally, like the people that live five blocks over.
Yep.
We go check the mail in it. I think it's great. It's a lot of fun.
We've also given a lot of our regulars that live right in the neighborhood, you know, a ride home. It's fun for us to do, and it's fun for them to do, and it, you know,
it gets our name out there.
Yeah, I mean, if we can give someone a safe ride home and/or save them, you know, a $5 Uber and
yeah. Are we going to
get to ride around on a golf cart? Then why not?
Going to be able to shuttle people back and forth to Toyota Stadium under the right occasions and things like that.
Absolutely.
Yep. I've heard you can't have golf carts at Jimmy Buffett anymore, but for a lot of events down there, like Community Parade, it was perfect. We were in that. It's perfect for a Toyota Stadium, really. I mean, we can go all the back roads straight there. We can drop people off. We did. We're a big FC Dallas supporter.
Mm-hmm.
We are technically part of the VFE.
Okay.
And so when we didn't originally have the golf cart when we did the opening season opener party for them, but wish I did, I must admit, because we could just drop them off.
Right.
We could take them like five at a time down there and just drop them off. And, that's kind of like the idea of that is just, it's kind of cool because we're not right by the stadium where everyone else is. We're not in the hustle and bustle of Frisco Square, so I mean, just to get down there is kind of cool.
Yeah, that's a very nice convenience to have, and good on you guys.
It's a ton of fun. So if you see us on Main Street, my goodness, Don't honk, please. Or honk for happiness. Don't be mean.
Okay.
We'll honk back, too.
Let's talk about the rest of December. We're going into the holidays. For anybody, I'm going to say this. For anybody that hasn't been into stands, I can't imagine anybody who's listening to this has not been to stands, but if they haven't, this is one of the most, I think, cozy, comfortable neighborhood bars our city has to offer. So, you know, as you're getting through the holidays and you want to get away from your family or you're just looking for a good place to go hang out, this is definitely a good place to come and grab a beer or have a beverage and hang out.
We're Frisco.
Yes.
Without a doubt. But it's everyone in Frisco, meeting in different, you know, walks of life, different personalities that meet up at that bar and in the restaurant, and it's just phenomenal. So, like, I just love to see the interaction between people. But we make people feel at home here. I mean, that's our goal.
Yeah, you do. You really do.
I mean, no matter what.
Your staff is very good about remembering people and names and drinks and all that stuff.
Oh,
as
yeah.
Well,
they, because you're like family.
Yeah.
It's like if you come on a Friday night, you would really feel like you're at a family dinner instead of like at a restaurant.
Right.
I mean, that's
kind of
it. You know the people next to you. You know the people next to them.
And I'm not going to start dropping names, but there's a lot of people around Frisco who are in various positions with the city and things like that that,
mm-hmm.
that tend to frequent here and like to come
for
and
sure.
hang out and meet up. So you never know who you might bump into if you come to stands.
True story.
Great back patio. And looks like we have heaters up now, and it's kind of screened off with the tarp.
We've enclosed it now. We were waiting till the last minute, but it got so cold this weekend, so
yeah.
We closed it off. The doors are going up today, right?
Yeah, finishing touches in just about the next 2 hours or so.
Okay, well, by the time people hear this, they'll definitely be up. So.
Absolutely. Yeah, we got the heaters ready to go. I mean,
right.
I don't think we'll need them this afternoon, but from what I saw tonight, when we do our gobble party...
Gobble 2016.
Yeah, we got, speaking of, got like a big party tonight for the turkey day or whatever, but.
Gotcha.
It's the Thanksgiving Eve party.
So,
I like it.
Yeah, we'll be super toasty inside of there, so you don't have to worry about, you know, the wind biting you or the cold getting to you, because we got the heaters in the plastic up, but.
So you can still come to stands and hang out. You can hang out outside and it's going to be comfortable
even
and nice.
Even in the winter, we'd probably take that plastic down probably March, like February, March.
Yeah.
Well, the funny thing was we were watching on cameras last night, and because we had just put the plastic up and it blocked enough wind to where the inside was cleared out and everyone was sitting on the patio, which is just the exact opposite of the weekend. I guess everyone loves, like, because they love our patio.
Yeah, it's a good patio. It feels more like you're just hanging out in your own backyard.
That's what it, I mean, that's
back
it.
Porch, yeah.
I mean, our patio lights too, we just got our trees done. They needed it by the... Some of the guys at the fire department did it. We strung it, and I mean, it looks phenomenal out there. It's lit up. It's bright, especially with live music. It's a lot of fun. Our staff makes it very easy and very fun, and it's just if I didn't know the place, I'd be here all the time. To be honest.
Well, there are many of us that are here often enough, so I can absolutely validate that. All right, so guys, thank you very much for the time this morning.
Hey, thank you.
It's been fun to hang out, and sincere thanks for everything you guys have been doing for the community as well. I know Rock the Red and Rock the Blue were very successful, and you know, hopefully those will become ongoing events in the future. But
it will be.
I know putting big events like that together are a lot of work too. So
it was. But we're all about fun, and those were two very fun events. So
good. All right. Well, thank you very much, and. For all of you that are out there listening, come into stands, come hang out over the holidays, have a drink or two.
Stands happens.
Definitely try the burger. Any other menu highlights? What are your favorite things on the menu?
Mine is steak sandwich. It's a steak sandwich that's super great.
Personally, I think I like the shrimp quesadillas probably the best.
Really? Okay.
The two I always hear about the most, so, you know, the burgers, of course, but then also the catfish. Catfish is awesome.
Yeah, I've had the catfish, actually. It's
the
very good.
The case of catfish?
Yeah.
Isn't that...
There's a ton of different ways you can get the catfish here. It's all
good.
Hand-breaded and freshly cooked.
Yeah.
All right. Well,
so,
come on in, hang out, relax, fill your belly.
And you can bring your kids. We are family-friendly.
It is a very family-friendly restaurant. They have games on all the tables.
Yes, we do. Uno.
Including Jenga, which can be a little dangerous, but...
My favorite's the giant Uno.
The giant Uno?
I'm such a fan. I kick David's butt all the time in it.
I'm gonna have to learn to play again. So, all right, guys, thank you very much, and we'll talk to the rest of you next week.